弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace brothers and sisters。
感谢主，能够有一次机会能够与弟兄姐妹交通。
Thank you Lord for this opportunity to share with the brothers and sisters。
不过请弟兄姐妹在位置上也为我祷告。
And I ask that brothers and sisters would pray for me。
因为我觉得好像有很多话要说。
I feel like there is a lot that I have to say。
但是我很怕说的让大家更不清楚。
And I'm afraid that by speaking that it may confuse you.
所以但愿弟兄姐妹能够带着祷告，然后我们一同交通主的话。
May everyone bring a heart of prayer and so that we can share the word together.
好，那我们还是有点祷告。
So let's have a further word of prayer.
父啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你再次把我们聚集在你面前。
Thank you for gathering us before your presence.
虽然你知道我们的光景。
Although you know our condition.
我们实在是没有什么可以夸口的。
There's nothing we can boast about.
我们是这么的软弱。
We are very weak.
主啊，即便是来到神的家中。
Lord, even in your house.
主啊，但是我们仰望主你自己与我们同在，也自己亲自施恩在我们当中。
We look to you for your presence and that you would pour out your grace.
主啊，越过人的软弱。
May you surpass the weakness of man.
主啊，好叫我们一同聚集在你面前。主啊，我们能够真实的，主啊，我们经历主圣灵还有你自己的工作。主啊，继续在你的教会当中。
That as we gather together, we would experience your spirit working in your church.
主啊，因为我们知道时候不多。
We know that the time is short.
主啊，我们能够在这里忠心的等候主你自己。
May we faithfully wait for you.
主啊，但愿主今天是一个蒙恩的日子。
May today be a day remembered by you.
主啊，但愿今天也是蒙你自己纪念的日子。
And a day that has your grace on it.
我们感谢赞美归给你。
We thank you and we praise you.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 我们每一次聚会都有擘饼。
Every week we have the breaking of bread.
我不知道大家有没有计算一下。
I don't know if anyone has tried to calculate.
从主耶稣在逾越节被卖的那一夜开始，等于是第一次的擘饼。
During the night when our Lord was betrayed, that was the first breaking of bread.
到今天
，up to today，
有多少次擘饼
？How many times has there been a breaking of bread meeting？
那我们知道早期的前几十年
，we know that in the first few years，
几乎天天擘饼。
They had a breaking of bread almost every day.
然后之后呢，教会因为逼迫各方的原因四散以后，慢慢变成一个礼拜一次擘饼。
And after persecution and after people were dispersed, the breaking of bread happened once a week.
当然有些地方可能一个月一次，有些地方可能一年就一次。
And we know some places.Have the breaking of bread maybe once a month or once a year.
但是我们知道，当初神自己他为我们立下这一个他叫我们要如此行，来纪念他。
But we know that when the Lord commanded us to do this, He said to do this in remembrance of Him.
只等到他来。
Until the day He comes.
所以，凡是愿意遵守主的话。
If we are willing to follow the word of the Lord,
也真正认识为什么主设立他的桌子，这个饼和这个杯。
And understand why he set up the bread and the cup on the table.
我们知道每一次我们纪念他，就是等他回来。
We know that every time we remember him, it is waiting for his return.
因为主，当他在十字架上面，他的工作已完成，当他身上到天上到父的宝座面前的时候，他的工作已经完全 finished 了。
His work was already finished after the cross and after he ascended on high into heaven.
所以当我们来纪念他的时候，其实没有其他的目的了。
When we remember him, there is no other purpose.
我们等候他的回来。
but to wait for his return.
所以我们知道早期的时候、啊、弟兄姐妹刚开始为什么天天剥饼呢？
So why did the、brothers and sisters break bread every day the first few days after、the Lord left?
因为他们总感觉到主马上就要回来了。
They had this feeling that the Lord would return immediately.
所以我们若读《使徒行传》，我们就可以知道这一点。
We should notice this if we read Acts.
那在整个教会历史当中呢？
Throughout church history.
这一次我到土耳其啊，我到了一个地方，发现有一个聚会。他们是天天聚会。
This time when I went to Turkey, I went to a place and I realized that they had a meeting every day.
为什么天天聚会呢？
But why?
因为他们有个心志。
They had one heart.
他们要等主回来。
Of waiting for the Lord's return.
那当然现在这个地方变成废墟了。
So today that place is now ruins.
后来因为遭受逼迫遭受攻击所以就没有了。
Through persecution and attacks, the place is no longer there.
大家如果有机会呢你可以去查一查。
But if you have an opportunity, you can go and do some research.
这个地方叫做阿尼。
This place is called Ani.
A-N-I.
A-N-I.
那它这个地方呢是联合国一个 UNESCO site, 就是文化遗产的地方。
Now this place is listed on UNESCO.
那它其中有一个chapel 叫做 Redeemer, 叫做救赎堂。
One of the chapels there is called the Church of the Redeemer.
他们天天聚会。
They had a meeting every day.
他们就是要等主回来。
They were waiting for the Lord's return.
你知道在那个阿尼这个城市呢，它是当时候是亚美尼亚人。在的地方。
Now, Ani used to be inhabited by the Armenians.
那它位置呢，就是目前就在土耳其亚拉拉山的一带。
Its location is near the region of Ararat in Turkey.
那个地方，这个城市其实也不大。
It is not a very big place.
我想我不知道，大概没有 Newark 大。
It is probably no bigger than Newark.
它最兴盛的时候，那里有1001座教堂。
At its height, there were 1,001 churches.
所以几乎隔壁都是。
Basically, your neighbor.
至少证明有一件事情是当时候是很复兴的。
It testifies that during that time there was much revival.
那他们在等候主的回来。
And they were waiting for the Lord's return.
好，那我想我们回到今天的主题。
So returning to the topic today.
好，我们来读一下雅各书。
Let's read the book of James.
雅各书第五章。
Chapter 5.
第七节。
Verse 7.
弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐直到主来。看啊，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产。直到得了秋雨春雨。
Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it until it gets the early and late rains.
你们也当忍耐、第八节，你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。
You too be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near.
这里提到一点。就是主来的日子近了。
Here it mentions that the Lord's return is near.
我不知道，我相信每一个蒙恩得救的弟兄姐妹都知道主要回来。
I trust that every believer in the Lord knows that the Lord is returning.
但是我们自己有没有在主面前很认真的问一问
？But do we ask ourselves?
因为知道主要回来是一回事。
Because it is one thing to know that the Lord will return.
你等候主回来又是另外一回事。
It is another matter to wait for the Lord's return.
这中间的距离，我相信每一个人都不一样。
For everyone, this distance may be different.
我们刚才唱一首诗歌。
We sang a song earlier.
有主的耶稣的同在就是天堂。
That Jesus' presence is heaven.
那主有没有回来没有关系，我们现在就天堂了。
So if the Lord doesn't return, it's okay. We are already in heaven.
那我相信这也不是做诗歌的人的一个意思。
I believe this is not the heart of the hymn writer.
没错，我们现在如果真的是我们与主同行。
It is true that if we walk with the Lord now,
像以诺一样，
just like Enoch,
那绝对是天天都是天堂。
Then certainly every day is like heaven.
但他还是要去见主。
But he still wanted to meet the Lord.
主说他要回来。
The Lord says he will return.
我们感谢主给我们这么多的恩典，这么多的供应。
We thank the Lord for so much provision and grace.
我们今天聚会其实没有什么难处。
That today there is not much difficulty in gathering together.
如果真的有难处，大概都是我们自己的原因。
Most of the difficulties come from ourselves.
我们不需要付很多的代价。
We don't have to pay a great price.
所以我们感谢主，主实在是恩待我们。
The Lord has truly given us His grace.
但是，尽管在生活当中，我们常常跟弟兄姐妹做见证，信了主就喜乐满足。非常平安等等等等，我不知道这个是否真的在你生活里面你真的一点忧虑都没有。
I know that often after we believe in the Lord we testify that we are full of peace and we have joy, but I don't know if there's truly no worries in your heart.
因为我们传福音都是这样传的。
So this is how we spread the gospel.
我们也笑嘻嘻的跟人讲真的好喜乐，你一定要信。
And we smile and we tell everyone that we are truly full of joy, you must believe in God.
但我们是不是担心我们的父母有没有什么事情啊，担心我们的儿女在学校啊或什么的，你是不是真的就像你跟人讲的传福音一样，哦，我真的一点忧虑，信了耶稣一点忧虑都没有了，真的吗？
But is it really true that, when you, that just as you might preach the gospel that there is truly no worries in your heart, nothing about your parents or maybe your children?
但的确主要我们卸下一切的重担跟忧虑给他。
Yet, the Lord wants us to cast all our burdens and worries.
不管我们面对的什么环境，主说我们要常常喜乐，把一切的忧虑卸给他。
The Lord says that no matter what circumstances we are in, we must rejoice all the time and give Him all our worries.
所以的确我们应该是没有什么担忧的才对。
It is true that we should have nothing that we are worried about.
所以我要说的是，我们传福音传给人家说的其实没有说错。
Actually, when we preach the gospel, what we say is right.
但重点是我们这个人是否真的也像我们传福音的这样子，我们的所有东西一切忧虑都卸给他。
But is it true that our life is just as what we preach, that we have given him all our worries?
那至少我如果诚实的跟大家说，我还没有办法所有的忧就是完全没有忧虑。
I will be honest that for myself I can have no worries.
但是还是感谢主，因为当有忧虑的时候，回到主的面前，还是借着祷告，借着仰望，还是可以把这个忧虑重担慢慢的卸下。
But thank the Lord that despite these worries, if I return to the Lord and pray before Him, that through time these worries are slowly given to Him.
但是在我们里面呢？其实我们应该有一个地方我们不满足。
But in us, there should be one place in our heart that is not satisfied.
对所有外面的一切的环境遭遇或者是各样生活上面，我们应该是满足了。
We should be satisfied by everything that is happening in our circumstances.
但是我们有个不满足是什么呢？
But what is this thing that we are not satisfied of?
就是我们希望能够很快的见到我们的主。
That we can quickly see our Lord.
因为那也是我们的主他里面的不满足。
Because that is also where our Lord is not satisfied.
我们的主其实比我们更着急，他想要回来。
Actually, he is even more anxious than we are to return.
因为他给门徒的应许，给我们的应许，他说他必要回来，也必快来。
He has already promised his disciples that he must come and that he will come quickly.
我们这个暑假有很多的婚礼。
We see many weddings this summer.
婚礼不是只有一个人当主角。
In the wedding, there is not just one main character.
我们知道一定有新郎跟新娘。
There must be the bride and the groom.
你不能说新娘不在没关系，反正新郎宣布一切事情，一切把程序单照念一次 ，OK， 这个婚礼就成了。
We can't say that in a wedding that we only have the groom, and then this groom just goes through the procedures on the list, and then it's done.
啊，或者是那个新郎不在，新娘说没关系，反正我在就好了。那个新郎与我同在，他在哪里没有关系，他的精神与我同在，所以我们大家宣布一下，我结婚就成了。
Or that the groom is not here, but the bride is, and the bride says, "It's okay because the spirit of the groom is with me, so that's enough."
我们刚刚结过婚的弟兄姐妹就知道，若这样你愿意吗
？So we'll just ask the brothers and sisters who are just married, if this is the case, would you be happy?
不可能嘛，对不对
？Of course not.
所以有时候有些婚礼会延迟，为什么
？So sometimes a wedding may be delayed. Why?
也许。新郎说对不起我还没准备好或者是我觉得还不够时候还没到所以我们婚礼的时间要往后延一点
Maybe the groom feels that he is not ready or that the time is not proper yet
或者新娘也会这么说我现在没有办法对不对我们再延个半年一年的
Sometimes the bride may also have the same reaction that maybe we should delay this by half a year or a year.
会延是什么？就是没有准备好。
What is the delay? It means you're not ready.
所以今天刚才说了，如果你对主的话有点认识，你知道我们的主早就都准备好了。
If you understand the word, you know that the Lord is already ready.
是我们没有准备好。
But we are not ready.
所以当准备好的人一定比没有准备好的人更心急对不对
And of course, the one who is ready is definitely more anxious than the one who is not.
所以我就在这里问我自己弟兄姐妹自己在主面前也真正 认真的问问自己
So I ask myself and also the brothers and sisters to ask yourselves too.
我们是否真的在这里等候主的再来吗
Are we truly waiting for the coming of the Lord?
还是我们说哦，我知道主会来，不过我还是一切没有什么，对我没有什么影响。
Or do we just know of the Lord's return and it has no effect in our lives?
反正已经过了两千多年了。
2000 years have already passed.
大家可以用两千乘以五十二，一年有五十二个。的主日
There are 52 weeks or Sundays in a year and multiply that by 2000
那你大概粗估的算一下大概过了几次的波饼聚会如果 每一个主日 都一次的话
You can sort of estimate how many breaking of breads there have been assuming one per week
所以有人已经算出来了
Someone has already calculated it
但是呢究竟我们这里面我们那个心是否怎样我们自己清楚主也清楚
But what is in our heart? We know and the Lord knows
当然主要回来一方面是我们没预备好一方面仇敌也用着各样的方式拦阻主的回来
Now, we know that there are two aspects of the Lord not returning yet. One is that we aren't ready, and the other is that the enemy is doing a work to prevent him.
所以就用着我们自己这样子一个人的软弱，用着我们自己毫不在乎的这样的心态，所以叫这个心腹就一直没有办法准备好。
The enemy may use the weakness of our hearts or our complacency to prevent us from being ready.
所以我自己稍微在这里做了一些总结我感觉到在这个拦阻上面呢有几点也是跟我们实在也有相关的也影响到我们真的在等候主回来的这样的一个时候有非常大的影响
So I've made a summary of a few of the things that often cause us to not be ready
我们知道当我们读圣经的时候 在所有的书信也好，或者每一卷书里面也好，在新约保罗的书信是占的最分量是最多的。
We know that in the New Testament, in the letters that Paul's letters take up the most space.
因为他是等于是神给他启示，然后呢，他也用着他来建立教会。
Because the Lord revealed to him, and the Lord used him to build up the church.
但是很奇妙的，如果你读圣经，你会发现圣经后面最后几卷书信呢，就是保罗完了之后，一直到最后都是使徒们写的。
But amazingly, if you look at the books of the Bible after Paul's letters, they are all written by the apostles.
而且都是在他们已经在准备，好像人生走到最后要建主的时候写的。
And it seems like most of these were written when their lives were towards the end, near when they would be meeting the Lord.
那刚才我们读到雅各书。
For example, we read the book of James.
从雅各书开始之后，后面是彼得前后书。
After that is 1st and 2nd Peter.
然后呢，我们知道还有约翰一二三书。
Then 1st, 2nd, 3rd John.
犹大书。
Jude.
然后最后启示录也是约翰写的。
And the last one also written by John, Revelation.
似乎这些使徒们，他们在他们最走到最人生最快要终了的时候，有一些话，有一些非常非常重要的话，主借着他们来提醒他的儿女。
As these people have reached the end of their lives, the Lord used them to remind us of some very important words.
所以我们可以看见最后这末了的几个书信里面呢，几乎都提到主要来了，主要来了。
And in these last letters, if you notice that basically all of them mention the coming of the Lord.
我们来看一下，刚才我们读到雅各书，对不对？我们来看一下彼得前书。
So earlier we read James, now let's take a look at 1 Peter.
彼得前书我们看第四章。
Chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
The end of all things is near. Therefore be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purposes of prayer. Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins.
他讲到万物的结局近了。
It says that the end of all things is near.
就是主来的日子近了。
So the Lord's return is near.
那我们看约翰。
Now going to John's letters.
约翰的，在约翰其实一二三书里面呢，有非常多的，那也是提醒。
There are many reminders in all three letters of John.
在这里呢，我们看一下，在约翰二书
，In Second John，
这里有讲到说，因为世第七节
，In verse seven，
因为世上有许多迷惑人的出来，他们不认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，这就是那迷惑人敌基督的。
For many deceivers.Have gone out into the world, those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist.
那我们知道敌基督是什么时候会出现。
We know when the Antichrist will appear.
也是在主来的日子近的时候。
Also when the Lord's return is near.
那所以我们知道为什么主会用的这些使徒们来讲这些话。
We know why the Lord will use these disciples to speak these words.
因为这是最重要的话。
Because these are the most important words.
所以盼望弟兄姐妹，我们对这个题目不要觉得说这个好像又高又远，跟我生活，我每天工作，主回来有没有什么关系呢？
So let's not feel that this is such a high topic that it has nothing to do with our work or the daily life.
反正第一世纪的人，他们那时候也是等啊，没回来，也等了两千年了。
Often we feel that first century believers waited and the Lord didn't return, and now we've just been waiting 2,000 years.
不是这样子的。
But this is not how it works.
主在等我们预备好。
The Lord is waiting for us to be ready.
我感觉到特别，如果大家对一些事物有感觉的话，你可以发现这两年，这个整个世界变化其实非常非常的大。
I have this feeling, and many others may too, that in these last 2 years, there have been many changes in the world.
特别如果喜欢看新闻的人，那一定，但也许你像雅典人一样，把这些当作新闻说说听听而已。
If you look at the news, you will also notice things. But maybe like the Athenians, we just talk and discuss about this news.
但是但愿这些现象真的是主要来 摇醒我们，叫我们能够对这个问题，我们实在很认真很认真的在主面前好好的来默想。
But may these things be something that the Lord uses to shake us so that we truly deeply consider this matter.
那就在美国，我想大家最大的一个就最近啊、哦、几个月前，那法官大法官认定宪法同性恋婚姻是合理的。
In the U.S., we know that one of the biggest recent news is that the Supreme Court has accepted homosexual marriage.
哦，当然，很多基督徒觉得这个非常气愤。
Many Christians are very angry.
但是，我觉得这一个最重要一点，我们要知道主来的日子真的近了。
But this should remind us, the most important thing this should tell us is that the day of the Lord's return is truly near.
我还最近看到一个统计啊，在那是2014年的统计。
In a 2014 survey.
啊，就是在美国的大学生里面。
In all American college students.
有一项统计很吓人。
This survey was pretty scary.
所以在有孩子们在大学读书的父母可能要为他们多多祷告。
So parents with children in the colleges and universities should pray for their children.
就是每天，我在讲每天啊，每天抽烟的跟每天吸大麻的。
So the number of people who smoke cigarettes daily versus the number of people who smoke marijuana daily.
吸大麻的人数超过了吸烟的人数。
The people who smoke weed the percentage is already higher than the number of people who smoke cigarettes.
我相信大家觉得 不可能，甚至念 在大学里面的学生可能也觉得不一定可能。
I know that some people, even those who are in college right now, we feel that that's impossible.
那这是统计出来的。
But this is a survey.
这里统计是每天抽的。
Now this survey is for those who smoke daily.
也许抽烟的人数还是多于大麻的人数。
So maybe the general number of people who smoke cigarettes is still higher than the number of people who smoke weed.
但每天抽的，每天吸大麻的，那吸大麻的已经超过每天抽烟的了。
But for those who smoke daily, the weed smokers have already exceeded the cigarette smokers.
那这是很明显的一个现象。
This is a very obvious example.
还有，当然看世界的局势。
And for those looking at the situation in this world,
这几天的新闻都是难民的新闻。
These last few days, the news has been about refugees.
我们晓得，实在主的脚步近了。
The Lord's footsteps are near.
所以在现今的世代里面呢，其实有几种现象。
Actually, there are certain conditions that are mentioned about this age.
就是让主的回来的脚步延迟。
That would cause the Lord's return to be delayed.
这跟我们都有关系。
And these are all related to us.
第一个。
First.
抵挡的灵。
A spirit that is against.
在诗篇八十三篇第五节。
In Psalm chapter 83 verse 5.
那里有讲到。
It mentions.
因为那边提到一个，我想还是念一下好了。
Let's read it.
你看啊，第五节，诗篇八十三篇第五节，他们同心商议，彼此结盟，要抵挡你。
Psalm 83 verse 5. For they have conspired together with one mind. Against you, they made a covenant.
这个你是谁？
So who is this you?
就是主。
This is the Lord.
那他们呢？
And they?
他们可以是国家。
It could be a nation.
也可能是个组织。
It could be a group of people.
就是要抵挡。
But their goal is to be against him.
你看马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
其实在圣经里面这个太多了，但是我们就挑几处让弟兄姐妹知道这个问题很严重。
Actually, there are many examples in the scriptures, but I will just pick a few to show that this is a serious issue.
马太福音第四章第十五十节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 10.
我们知道这一段是讲到主耶稣受到试探。
This passage is talking about the Lord's being tempted.
那大家都很熟，我就不仔细说。
So I won't go into detail.
那当他要主耶稣做什么，说然后就给他什么的时候，那在十节，耶稣说：“撒旦，退去吧，因为经上记得说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。”
In one instance, here in verse 10, Jesus said to him, Go, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
因为撒旦在抵挡主。
Because Satan was against Christ.
在那个时候，在主耶稣在地上的时候，他要阻挡主耶稣在地上的工作。
While Jesus was on earth, Satan was trying to work against his work on earth.
英文圣经里面没有小字，但是中文圣经里面有小字。
In Chinese, there is a clarification.
大家看到没有？
The
撒旦的别名叫什么？
The other name of Satan.
抵挡。
The one who was against.
抵挡的灵。
This is the spirit of working against.
那这是从撒旦来的。
It comes from Satan.
但是呢，我们来看一下雅各书第三章。
Now let's return to James chapter 3.
雅各书第三章十四节。
Verse 14.
你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话，抵挡真道。
But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth.
这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的，属情欲的，属鬼魔的。
This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic.
好，这里讲到，其实抵挡的灵是撒旦来的。
So a spirit of being against comes from Satan.
但慢慢的，在我们里面也会产生抵挡真理、真道。
And it will cause us to go against the truth.
那怎么抵挡真道呢？
So how do you rebel against the truth?
神的话就扭曲了。
You twist the word.
我们自己解释了。
We explain God's word by ourselves.
这很普遍哦。
This is very common.
今天我们其实很多对真理其实是模模糊糊的。
Often there are things that we are not sure of about the truth.
我们拿了一段主的话就开始那个话呢，就像武器一样的，就开始砍啊劈啊的。
We'll take a verse or passage in the Bible and use it like a sword and start cutting everything down.
我岔开一个话题啊，因为我觉得这也蛮重要的。
As a side note here.
也是提醒弟兄姐妹。
Also a reminder to brothers and sisters.
我们也常常聚会，有一些分享读经啊等等的。
We often have fellowships and sharings during our meetings.
我发现呢，有个现象。
I noticed that there is a common situation.
特 特别在年轻人的当中
especially in the young people.
比如说今天我要带一段圣经
for example, if I'm leading the passage today.
那我知道我们也盼望弟兄姐妹有个正确的读经的一个心态跟态度。
We hope that all brothers and sisters would have a proper attitude towards reading the Bible.
所以我们也常常要弟兄姐妹不要倚靠解经的书。
And we ask brothers and sisters not to rely heavily on commentaries.
但不是说就否定解经的书。
But it's not to reject commentaries.
所以现在大概大部分的弟兄姐妹也不太看解经的书了。
So today, many people don't really study commentaries.
因为你如果一拿出来一个解经的这个东西呢，大概那种比较熟老练的弟兄姐妹就知道你是你自己的呢，还是你照解经的书上面来念的。
Because if you bring out something from a commentary, you would think that probably the more elderly brothers and sisters know whether it's from you or from a commentary.
但我发现有个更危险的事情。
But there's something even more dangerous.
其实我们现在真的大概也不看解经的书了。
Today we probably don't really study commentaries.
但是呢，我不知道，我讲了，你可能也会用过。我们现在用 Google。
But today, instead of using commentaries, sometimes we use Google.
用百度
or Baidu.
Or Wikipedia.
Or maybe Wikipedia.
哦，那上面真的资料丰富，对不对？
Now we find that there's a lot of information there.
比解经的书还要，解经的书读了，其实说实在的，我们即便鼓励弟兄姐妹读解经的书，你不一定去读，因为很枯燥。
Now a commentary is often dry, so as we read it, we may feel tired.
哦，你 Google 一下太快了。
But if you Google it, you get so much information.
保罗怎么样？彼得怎么样？主耶稣怎么样 ？Google 上面都有啊。
Google has everything about Paul, Peter, Jesus, anyone else.
要小心。
But please be careful.
不知不觉中，你可能，我这里不是否定这些工具。
Now I am not rejecting these tools.
我自己有时候也会查。
I sometimes use it too.
但如果我们自己的根基不好，我们自己对主的话语不熟悉，你这些东西你小心。
But if you are not familiar with the word, then please be careful.
那就像真的瞎子领瞎子。
It is like the blind leading the blind.
都要掉到坑里去。
You will both fall into the pit.
你怎么掉的你都不知道。
You don't even know how you fell in the pit.
都小心中了仇敌的诡计。
Don't fall into the mischief of the evil one.
结果你不知不觉中，你真的就抵挡了真道。
And unbeknownst to yourself, you actually worked against the truth.
我举个例子，也许有人知道，也许有人不知道。特别是真的为年轻的弟兄姐妹祷告。
So please, especially pray for the young people.
大家知不知道，我们现在越来越喜欢用。iPhone, iPad, 手机啊、哦、来就是里面下载了圣经对不对
Often today we like to use the apps on our smartphones to read the Bible.
现在、哦、很少有傻瓜拿了这么重的圣经
There's not a lot of,
去查经去聚会、哦、
There's not a lot of people who like to use these large bulky books.
我记得我刚信主的时候呢、有一次被一个比较稍微年长的弟兄啊就是算是责备吧，因为我们来到聚会的地方都有预备圣经，对不对？
Once not long after I was saved, I was rebuked by a more elderly brother. We know how there are many Bibles here in the meeting.
所以我都不带自己的。
So I had this tendency to not bring my own.
我一来就拿那个这个聚会预备的。
I just borrowed one that was
方便嘛，对不对？因为、一样啊，对不对？他聚会提供圣经跟我念的一样啊，我干嘛自己带
？It's the same thing, right? And it's convenient.
他说你连武器都放下了。
He told me you will put down your own weapon.
不，对不起哦，我不是。如果弟兄姐妹你不是带自己圣经，我不是有意让你觉得受到那个就是我的意思就是说。我们对主的话的态度，当然我不是要设一个律法啊、你有带没带，但是你对主的话一定要认识清楚。
Now I'm not trying to make a law about whether you need to bring your own Bible or not, but we should all have an attitude of knowing the word.
手机上的圣经
Now the Bible apps.
你知不知道？英文的部分，中文的部分大概还没问题。
So far, there haven't been any issues with the Chinese, but in the English Bibles.
英文的你要小心。
You have to be very careful.
NIV.
The NIV.
甚至 King James.
And even the King James.
你知道当那些出版社现在已经卖给了哪一家？
好像什么
Collins.
Zondervan or Harper Collins, yeah.
已经卖给了一家出版社，叫做 Harper Collins。
Now these Bible publishing companies have already sold their copyrights to Harper Collins。
你在下载的时候，你最好小心一点。
So when you're downloading, do check。
因为现在圣经它开始符合人的需要。
Now this Bible is being changed so that it follows man's needs。
有给同性恋看的。
There's a gay version of the Bible.
所以圣经上面的这些重要的话呢就改了。
So these important words in the Bible have been changed.
所以你在读的时候你不知道它改。
So when you're reading it, you may not notice.
因为它不会特别写得很那个。
Because it won't be very different.
抵挡真道。
But this is going against the truth.
这些都是现在实际的例子。
These are all current examples.
纸版的圣经还好，还没有变。
For now, the paper Bibles have not changed yet.
所以我还是鼓励弟兄姐妹，你聚会就当做付代价吧，背重一点没有关系，带着自己的圣经。
So I do encourage brothers and sisters that to be willing to pay the price and bring something a little heavier, bring your own Bible.
我们一切都以自己方便为主，慢慢慢慢，仇敌会用一些很我们不经意的东西，一切都方便。
If we just sacrifice everything for the sake of convenience, the devil will often do little things to influence us.
所以提醒弟兄姐妹。
So this is a reminder to brothers and sisters.
还有个情况。
And there's another condition.
我们来读彼得后书啊。
Let's read 2 Peter.
就是雅各往后翻一点啊。彼得后书。三章。
Chapter 3.
好，我第三节。
Verse 3.
第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥笑的人，随从自己的私欲出来讥笑说，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样。
Know this first of all, that in the last days mockers will come with their own mocking, following after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming?For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation.
好讥笑
Mockers.
其实这讲到了一个心态。
This talks about an attitude.
如果你读这一段彼得他写给的对象其实是信主的。
Now, Peter's audience in this letter is to Christians.
好讥笑的不一定是不信主的。
So these mockers may not be non-believers.
因为这边有一个情况。
Because there's a situation here.
我不知道，至少有时候我会感觉到，有时候会讲说，我们讲的道太高了。
Sometimes we may complain that the messages we say are too high.
不能应用到生活里面。
It's not applicable to daily life.
哦，对，刚信主的人呢，听都听不懂。
Or maybe new believers cannot understand.
讲主再来。
And if you talk about the Lord's return.
讲十字架。
If you talk about the cross.
不要，我们讲一些轻松一点的。
No, let's talk about something a little simpler.
怎么样帮助邻舍？
How to help your
neighbor.
How to help your neighbor.
讲一些一些爱的原则。
Some principles about love.
讲一些怎么样来教导子女。
some principles about teaching your children.
怎样来改进婚姻的生活。
How to improve your marriage life.
然后按照主的话来改进这些。
And we will change these examples through the Bible.
其实这些不是错，我希望不要误解弟兄姐妹，我提出来这些并不是说让大家觉得说那我们就要讲，我们每天就是讲十字架啊什么等等的，十字架的道路要牺牲啊等等，不是这个意思。
Now this is not to say that these things are wrong, since we aren't trying to set up a situation where every day you only talk about the cross and about giving up yourself.
但是我们要明白一件事情，究竟我们被主蒙恩拯救之后，我们聚在一起，我们是要按着我们的需要讨我们自己的欢喜，还是究竟主他要什么，怎么样来讨主的欢喜。
But since we have been saved and we gather here, we must ask ourselves the question, are we trying to gather for our own purpose or are we gathering here for the Lord?
家庭的美满，子女的听话，各样能够或者是交友上面等等的，我们相信主不会说要我们背十字架呢就我们家庭就不美满，我们背十字架呢我们这个读书就不需要好好读，不是的。
Now I trust that the Lord asking us to carry our cross does not mean that our families will be broken and that we will have that we will have to set aside our education and so forth.
但如果我们讨主的喜悦，满足主的需要的时候，
But when we follow the Lord's will and we satisfy him,
我们相信在家庭当中，在你个人生活、工作、学业各方面的当中，也自然会正常了。
But I trust that that as you do these things, then everything in your daily life, in education and so forth, that it will also fall in line.
我们常常喜欢找速成的解决方案。
Often we like to look for solutions.
在外面工作的，特别是做 IT 的，我相信解决方案这一个词哦，大概几乎是你们工作最重要的。
For example, if you work in IT, you're probably very familiar with the phrase looking for a solution.
但是我们的解决方案其实是在主。
But our true solution is in the Lord.
所以我们今天仇敌很厉害。
So the enemy is very smart.
他用着我们的需要，
He uses our needs.
这些需要本身其实没有什么问题。
There's nothing wrong with these needs.
我们需要有看顾，我们需要有安慰的，我们需要有在这个弟兄姐妹当中扶持的。
We do need comfort, and we do need those that we need the brothers and sisters to lift each other up.
我们更需要有传福音的。
And even more so, we need someone to preach the gospel.
我们需要有教导的。
We need teaching.
但是如果这些东西成为我们主要的一个目标的话，
But if this is our goal,
可能是一个很危险的。
It could be very dangerous.
我们在等候主来的时候，究竟我们是要怎么样明白主他的心意呢？
As we wait for the Lord, how should we understand his will?
我们看一个再往后，犹大书。
Let's take a look at the letter of Jude.
犹大书，我们来看第十七节。
Verse 17.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要纪念我们主耶稣基督之使徒从前所说的话。
But you, beloved, ought to remember the words that were spoken beforehand by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们曾对你们说过，末世必有好讥笑的人，随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行。
That they were saying to you, in the last time they will be mockers, following after their own ungodly lusts.
这就是那些引人结党、属乎血气、没有圣灵的人。
These are the ones who cause divisions, worldly minded, devoid of the Spirit.
这里又提到一个好讥笑。
Once again, here it mentions mockers.
好讥笑不是说你去讽刺人，或者是你去刺激别人。
Now, mockers here isn't saying that you make fun of people.
他这边讲说是随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行。
But it is those who follow after their own ungodly lusts.
其实有时候呢，我们自己啊，我们自己也是，我们不是有意的，我们自己可能都不知道自己的一些想法或自己一些你觉得是最宝贵、最重要的，其实是你的私欲。
Now sometimes we don't even realize, myself included, that a few of the things that we regard as most precious is actually our ungodly lusts.
可能真的我们自己不知道。
Sometimes we really don't know.
但是我们就中了仇敌的诡计。
But we fell for the devil's deception.
所以弥漫了各式各样的说法。
So we are confused by many sayings.
我们都坚持自己觉得这个是最重要，今天就要做的。
And we say that one certain thing is the most important thing, which must be done now.
不管你坚持的那个是非常属灵的。 或者是你人家觉得你非常属实的，这都要小心。
We have to be careful whether it's something that you think is very spiritual or something that's very worldly.
好讥笑，
mockers
讲的是一个心态，一个状态。
It's an attitude.
仇敌在利用这个。
And the devil is using this.
那还有一个。
And one more.
迷惑。
Confuse.
我们看约翰二章，刚才我们约翰二书。
Let's go back to 2 John.
刚才我们有念到的哈。
We read it earlier.
因为第七节，因为世上有许多迷惑人的出来，他们不认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，这就是那迷惑人敌基督的。
For many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the antichrist.
迷惑。
Confuse.
在哥林多后书二章十七节，那有讲是说，以前有混乱神的道。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 17.
Chapter 17. 二章十七节。
Chapter 2 verse 17. It mentions some who are peddling the word of God.
混乱神的道。
Peddling or confusing the word of God. 他这里当然讲，他说为利混乱神的道，但就是在这上面呢，迷惑人呢。So it confuses people.
你知道，仇敌非常厉害。The
devil is very good.
他只要弄的东西很像，几乎你如果不是很敏锐，你感觉不出来，你就觉得一样。He
will often use something that's almost the same, that if you aren't careful, you will think it's the same.
这就是巴比伦的原则。This
is the principle of Babylon.
巴比伦的原则是什么呢? 就是模仿。Babylon's
principle is imitation.
在巴比伦呢，那儿都一大片的平原。In
Babylon, we see a very flat plain.
我们知道那里有一个世界七大奇观。
But one of the seven wonders of the world is there.
叫做空中花园。
The Hanging Gardens.
那为什么会有这个东西呢?
So why does this exist?
因为马代的公主呢，嫁给尼布甲尼撒王的时候。
When Nebuchadnezzar married a Median princess.
那马代呢，他住的地方是有山有水。
The Median princess was from a place that had mountains and water.
所以当她嫁到巴比伦的时候呢，巴比伦都是
空旷的沙漠，而且是平的。She now went to a place that was an empty wasteland and all flat.
那巴比伦王为了要讨他太太的欢喜，所以就建了一个空中花园。In
order to make her happy, Nebuchadnezzar made the Hanging Gardens.
花园有花有草。There
are flowers, there are grass.
那空中花园呢，就是他建了一个高塔。And
he built a tower.
哦，像是山一样。Like
a mountain.
这就是模仿的原则。This
is imitation.
神造呢，是用石头。God
made stones.
巴比伦呢，是用砖头。Babylon
is made of bricks.
今天仇敌也是一样。So
the enemy does the same thing.
你知道为什么地上有这么多宗教？
Why are there so many denominations and religions?
你如果就着外表来看。On
the outside,
你不能说都不好。
You can't say that they're bad.
对不对? 你看很多的宗教的团体
Look at all the different religious groups
做的好事
All the good works they do
可能比我们都多
It's actually probably more than what we do
那为什么我们还在这边呢
So why are we still here?
所有的宗教都从巴比伦来的
Because all religions come from Babylon
为什么？因为是模仿。
Because they're all imitations.
仇敌就是要人离开真神。
The devil wants everyone to leave the one true God.
我们的肉体，我们喜好要工作。
Our flesh, we want to work.
所以大部分的宗教是什么？你工作了，你才有积点功德。你有功德，你才有机会到天堂也好，到西方极乐世界也好，反正要到一个地方是享乐的。
All religions have the principle that you do works to earn merits. And when, eventually when you have enough merits, you can enjoy yourself.
所以他们有创造神，也有一大堆理论。
So they all have their own gods and their own principles.
模仿。
All imitations.
要叫我们离开认识真神。
They prevent us from knowing the one true God.
所以当我们传福音的时候，我们常常会碰到这些问题。
So we often encounter these problems as we preach the gospel.
为什么信基督就这么狭窄？什么都是别人都是错的，只有你对的。那其他宗教都说你都欢迎，你信什么都好，只要你有心向善，能够多做好事就好了。
Why they often ask why is Christianity so narrow that Christ is the only one and everything else is wrong? All the other religions say that it doesn't matter as long as you do good things.
你想想对啊是不是
Sometimes you might think you're right
对不对一信了基督别人都是错的别人都是假神
Now that you're a Christian all the other religions are wrong all the other gods are fake
混乱神的道
But it's all confusing the way of God
然后主耶稣自己也有提醒
And the Lord himself also reminded us.
他说当那假先知来的时候说基督在这里基督在那里他叫我们不要相信。
Christ tells us that when we hear a prophet say, Christ is here or Christ is there, do not believe it.
而且呢这一个人呢还可以行异能。
Some of these people can even do great works.
结果说了一句什么他说连神的选民都被迷惑了。
That they would mislead if possible, even the elect.
为什么会被迷惑
So why would they be misled?
没信主的时候也许当然认识不清但是为什么信主了以后甚至是爱主的会被迷惑呢
We know that before you believe in the Lord it's easy to be confused Well even those who believe, how come?
哇那这个仇敌一定非常非常的像基督
So this enemy must be very similar to Christ
启示录有一句话说这个兽呢他看见约翰看见的时候他像披着什么？在启示录，他说，约翰说他看见一个兽 ，beast， 他披的，他看像个羊。
In Revelation, John says that he saw a beast, and this beast looked almost like a lamb.
那像个羊是什么意思
？So what does that mean？
就像我们的主啊。
That means he looks like our Lord.
所以今天不是爱主的人就不会被迷惑。
So it's not that if you love the Lord, you can never be confused.
我们要小心。
You have to be careful.
所以我们提到抵挡的灵、好讥笑、还有迷惑真道，这是今天普遍的现象。
So the three situations that are very common today, one is being against, one is a mocker, and one is a deceiver or confuser.
叫神的儿女们呢，就你要么他让人不信主。那信主呢他就叫你不爱主那爱主呢他就叫你落在一些很迷惑的状态
So the devil may cause you to not believe or if you believe he'll cause you to not love the Lord or if you love the Lord he'll cause you to fall into a state of confusion
所以为什么在聚会当中有这么多的问题
Which is why there are so many problems when we gather
我们实在要求主怜悯我们
We have to ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
但感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他用着使徒们在最后末了的时候来提醒我们。
The Lord used the apostles to remind us in these end times.
我们来念一下这些提醒啊。那我想可以总结几点，在彼得前书我们刚才有念的啊。
Let's go back to First Peter.
彼得前书呢第四章。
Chapter four.
第四章，刚才我们念了，说万物的结局尽了，第七节，万物的结局尽了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。你们要互相款待，不发怨言。
Once again in chapter 4 verse 7, the end of all things is near. Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer. Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaint.
这边讲到要祷告。
Here it says prayer.
不要发怨言。
Do not complain.
我们很容易发怨言。
We often complain.
就像以色列他们在旷野一样。
Just like the Israelites in the wilderness.
其实神今天他能容忍我们的软弱。
Truly the Lord covers all our weaknesses.
但是有一件事情，神很厌恶我们的怨言。
But he hates our complaint.
我们都知道以色列人在旷野的光景。
We know the condition of the Israelites in the wilderness.
我们今天彼此抱怨。
And today, together we complain.
抱怨弟兄怎么没有看见。
We may complain why this brother has not seen.
抱怨弟兄怎么爱心不够。
Why so-and-so brother does not have enough love.
也许这些都是事实，都是这个现象。
Maybe this is a true condition.
但是我们不要抱怨，发怨言。
But we shouldn't complain.
你抱怨在弟兄身上，就是抱怨在主的身上。
If you complain against a brother, you are complaining against Christ.
以色列人他们是抱怨神吗？
Did the Israelites complain against God?
他们是向摩西发怨言，对不对？
They complained against Moses.
但是神说什么？
But what did God say?
他们向你发言就是向我。
They said when they complained to Moses, they were complaining to him.
我们要小心。
We must be careful.
我们要给年轻的弟兄姐妹做好的榜样。
We also need to be a good example to the young people.
所以这边提醒我们不要发怨言。
So it reminds us, do not complain.
那我们来看，在约翰一书三章。
First John chapter 3.
十一节。
Verse 11.
我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。
For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another.
不可像该隐，他是属那恶者的，杀了他的弟兄。为什么杀了他呢？因自己的行为是恶的，弟兄的行为是善的。
Not as Cain, who was of the evil one, and slew his brother. And for what reason did he slay him? Because his deeds were evil, and his brothers were righteous.
这边讲到在这个末世的时候要彼此相爱。
Here it says that in the end days, we need to love one another.
我们知道人类第一宗谋杀案就是弟兄杀害弟兄。
The first murder that occurred in this world was a brother killing a brother.
还不是你杀害别的仇人，是弟兄杀害弟兄。
It wasn't killing an enemy, it was murdering a brother.
教会历史有太多的弟兄杀害弟兄。
In church history, there have been too many cases of a brother killing a brother.
今天我们也许不是拿刀杀害弟兄，但是我们今天拿的是我们的心思、我们的嘴、我们的行为。
Today, maybe we don't use a sword to kill our brothers and sisters, but we will use our thoughts, our words, and our actions.
这是很悲哀的事情。
This is a very pitiful condition.
这为什么老约翰？也在他最后末了的时候，他不讲高深道理了，因为这些保罗都写了。
This is why in his old age, John did not speak of the high messages because Paul had already spoken them.
在等候主回来的这个事情上面，这就是他们唯一要做的。
In waiting for the Lord's return, this was the one thing they needed to do.
我们还是回到雅各书，我们一开始读的。
Let's go back to James.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第七节。
Verse 7.
弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐直到主来。看啊，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨。
Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it until it gets the early and late rains.
第八节，你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。
Verse 8. You too be patient, strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near.
弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。看啊，审判的主站在门前了。
Do not complain, brethren, against one another, so that you yourselves may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door.
这边讲到我们要忍耐。
Here it says that we have to be patient.
很多事情不是我们能够知道我们要怎么面临。
Many things we do not know how to face.
但是我们知道世界的状况绝对是越来越超过我们能够想象的。
But we know that the world's condition will go beyond what we can imagine.
大家知道一个新闻，在亚利桑那有个女的，有个姐妹，她因为不签发给同性恋的那个证书，就她现在关在监狱里面。
We know that in Arizona, there was one sister who refused to sign a marriage license, and now she is in prison.
我们不去判断他做的事情是怎么样，因为我相信很多人有他的自己的看法意见。
We know that many people have different opinions about whether she was right in not signing this for gay marriage, but so we won't look into that.
但是有一点。
But there's one thing we know.
她不偷不抢。
She did not steal or take from people.
但她就是认为主告诉她不应该做这个事。
But she felt that the Lord would not let her do this.
虽然她的职责应该做这个事。
Even though by her job she had to.
她被关在监狱里面。
So now she's put in prison.
所以她需要忍耐。
Now she needs to be patient.
她的副手有五个人。她的 assistant.
She has 5 assistants.
这五个人里面有一个是她儿子。
One of them is her son.
她儿子也不同意签。
Her son also was not willing to sign.
其他四个人全部说 OK, 我们签了。
The other 4 said they were willing to sign.
因为法官警告，你们如果不签，一样跟他到监狱里面。
Because the judge had already warned them that if they didn't sign this, they would also go to prison.
这两条路。
So you have 2 roads.
你听谁的？
Who do you listen?
以后，我只是用这个做例子。
This is just an example.
以后，所有信主的人非常非常有很大的机会，一样要面临两条路。
In the future, it is very, very possible that as believers, we'll have 2 paths to take.
你的额头上不登记666的话
，example, if you don't put 666 on your forehead,
你不能做生意，你也不能申请贷款，你也不能什么都不行了。
You cannot do anything.
你为了方便。
For convenience sake,
你可以决定你要不要做。
You can decide whether you want to or not.
但是迟早，所有神的儿女都要面临这条路。
But eventually, all of God's children will face this.
我们不要觉得这是，反正也许主还，前面的人都等2000年了，搞不好这还不是这弟兄姐妹，真的主来的日子近了。
Even though we know that the other brothers and sisters before us have waited for about 2,000 years, we have to be prepared. The Lord is coming soon.
特别是提醒年轻人。
Especially the young people.
美好的日子还很多，才刚刚要进大学，哇，充满了很多的机会，充满了很多的梦想。
It seems that good days are ahead. Maybe you just entered into universities and you have many dreams and plans to fulfill.
希望这个讯息不是教你冷水。
Now I hope that this message is not teaching you to be cold. Wait, do not.
但愿你自己 能够真的在主的路上能够站立的稳。
That maybe this doesn't, I hope this doesn't drown your ambitions, but do stand firm on your path in the Lord.
你向世界妥协，绝对也不能保证你一帆风顺。
Even if you follow the world, there is no guarantee that your life will be smooth.
但是你向主忠心，
But if you are faithful to the Lord,
保证一件事情，
there is one promise.
这边刚才讲，直到秋雨春雨。
Until it gets the early and later and late rains.
直到那个宝贵的出产。
Once you get the precious harvest.
那就结出那个生命宝贵的果子。
The precious fruit from life.
这不是开空头支票。
This is not an empty check.
我们的主，他付上了一切的代价。
The Lord has already paid everything.
但愿我们在这个末世的时候，实在，虽然我们软弱，但是我们能够靠主。
In these last days, even though we are weak, may we stand firm by the Lord.
最后我把那一节经节念完。
Let me continue.
还是一样。那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。在第十一节。
In verse 11.
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局，明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
We count those blessed who endured. You have heard of the endurance of Job and have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealings, that the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful.
忍耐到底。
Be patient to the end.
终必得救。
And the end you will be saved.
不是，我们这个人的确已经被主得救了。
We know that we ourselves have already been saved by the Lord.
但是我们还要经过一串的很长的很多的试炼跟试探。
But we still go through many trials and temptations.
但愿这些最末了的这几封书信的话，能够把我们提醒。
May these last letters in the Bible remind us.
也但愿主借着现在我们所看见的周遭的环境，也能够把我们摇醒。
And may He shake us awake through the circumstances in this world.
没错，诺亚的日子的时候。也吃也喝也嫁娶，什么都照样。
During the days of Noah, people were eating and drinking and marrying.
今天不是说我们等候主来，所以我把工作辞了，我读书也不念了，什么都没有，我就在那边呆呆的等。这不是主要我们做的。
The Lord does not want us to be idle. He doesn't call us to quit our job, stop studying, and just live and do nothing.
他叫我们还是要去磨磨推磨，对不对？然后到农里，到田里耕种，然后该睡觉的时候该就睡觉。
We are still grinding at the mill. We are still working in the fields, and at night time we are still sleeping.
但是我们要知道，我们等候这个预备，就是随时的。
But we know that what we are waiting for could come at any time.
好，我们就有点祷告结束。
Let's close with a word of prayer.
主，我们把这些零零散散的话，还是需要仰望主你自己来看顾保守。
Lord, may you keep and protect these words.
主啊，但愿圣灵来继续工作在我们里面。
May the Holy Spirit continue to do His work in us.
我们承认我们里面常常是蒙蔽的。
We confess that we are often closed inside.
主啊，每当我们来擘饼纪念你的时候。
Whenever we remember you,
主啊，就像在那两个门徒一样，当主你亲自拨开饼来，他们就认出是主来。
During the breaking of bread, that like just like the two disciples, when they saw you broke the bread, that they recognized you.
主啊，也许当他们心里受到外面环境失望的时候，主啊，他们好像看不见希望。
Maybe when they looked at the outside circumstances, they despaired and did not have hope.
但他们与主一同在那里坐席，在那里纪念擘饼的时候，主啊，他们就知道主你是复活的主，在他们当中。
But as they broke bread with the Lord, they experienced you and knew that you were alive and with them.
所以我们也仰望主，每一次我们聚集在主当中，在一起的时候，也愿主亲自把你自己显现在我们当中。
We ask that in all our gatherings, as we gather before you, may you personally reveal yourself to us.
不管我们听的，我们能理解多少，但但愿主啊，你让我们里面的人能够醒悟过来。
Regardless of how much we can understand, we ask that our inner man would wake up.
你要叫我们要忍耐到底。
You have called us to endure until the end.
你叫我们要切实迫切的祷告。
You have called us to pray without ceasing.
也叫我们要真实的彼此相爱。
And to love one another.
主啊，我们仰望主，这些提醒能够啊帮助我们每一个人。
Lord, we look to you that all these reminders will help us.
主啊，在那磨难的日子摆在前面的时候，主啊，我们也不惧怕。
That even though difficult times are ahead, we would not be afraid.
主啊，我们能够真实的那个生命的喜乐，能够因着这些环境，因着这些在我们冲击的时候，那个我们能够显现的出来。
May these situations instead bring forth the joy that is within.
主啊，我们也仰望主纪念今天在福音那边的弟兄姐妹。
Lord, may you also remember the brothers and sisters at Gospel Camp today.
那也是一个属灵的征战。
It is also a spiritual battle.
主啊，你自己夺回你自己的百姓。
May you bring back your children.
主啊，但不单单拯救他们的灵魂。
Do not only save their spirit and soul.
主啊，但愿主啊，能够更多能够有逃出喜悦的主啊，你的儿女们能够在这条路上，我们能够一起往前走。
But may we together follow your will and walk on your path.
主啊，怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
叫我们不抱怨。
That we do not complain.
叫我们不发怨言。
That we do not murmur.
主啊，叫我们在这里能够讨主的喜悦。
But that we would follow your will.
我们感谢赞美归给你。
We thank you and we praise you.
奉主的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.